Hey guys.
Hey everybody.
This is Ariel and
Dee Dee
from Catnaps Going Yak. We're back.
Woo-hoo. It's episode 48.
Hey.
Did you miss us? We are really raising the roof in here.
Yes. It's a little bit too long. The roof is raised.
The roof is raised.
Oh
the
my gosh.
It's not risen anymore.
Did you guys?
Got a plank on that bitch.
I'm going to do that the next time he goes to the club.
There you go.
Crank on that bitch. Crank on that bitch.
What?
I feel like we're doing it like white people.
Now. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're pushing the wall. Forget the roof. We're not pushing the roof. We're in the roof. We're pushing the wall.
Then, you know, that's how they do it.
Mario Brothers.
Foolish now. Oh my gosh. Did you guys miss us?
Clearly we missed y'all.
Yes. Because look at us, we came over here with a barrel of laughs for you guys. So again, this is episode 48 of Catnaps and Cognac. We were gone for a week. We took a little hiatus because it was Thanksgiving.
Yes, it was the holiday.
So it was a holiday, so we took a little break. And now we're back.
Yeah.
If this is your first time listening, please make sure you go back and check out the other 47 episodes on Podbean, and also we have episodes 34 and onward on Spreaker, so check us out there. And if you are a return listener, welcome back.
Hey,
we're so excited.
We're very excited.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast.
My white girl dance,
she's wild right now.
Welcome to the Dollhouse. That's one of like my like favorite movies
of all time.
Not of all time, but it's one of my favorite movies.
I think it's so many people say of all time, so I make sure to say
all times.
All times. Yes, like throughout all of the times
that I've been here on this earth. Apparently, yeah. No, but it's really like I think it's really funny. It's a really weird movie. But I like weird. It's weird. It's weird on the Napoleon Dynamite weird scale. It's one of those indie films.
I have a confession.
What's that?
I've never watched Napoleon Dynamite before.
How could you not have watched it?
I have another confession.
What's that?
I have not watched Anchorman all the way.
Okay. You know what? This podcast is over.
Sorry, guys.
I'm closing the screen.
I will miss you.
Goodbye. Where's the AOL voice? Goodbye.
Hey.
We're just going to do that now.
It's a catnap confession.
A catnap confession.
Gotta do it sometimes.
Well, is it because you don't think it's funny or you just never had the time to finish watching it? You just didn't want to?
I feel like whenever I've seen it or like, yeah, seen it on TV, it's always been in the middle.
Okay.
So I know I feel like it's a movie that I want to see from the beginning.
Which one is that? Both of them?
Both of them.
Okay. Well, so Napoleon Dynamite is on HBO Go. I just watched it last night.
Oh, okay. So
you're going to have to come over. I have no excuse. You're going to have to come over and watch it. So I just watched it last night.
I hope I laugh.
I hope you do too. It's one of those weirdo movies, but
I like weirdo movies.
There is this one part in the movie that I will never forget when I watched it. Matter of fact, Netflix was the one who recommended that movie to me. This was back in like 2004. And I was like, what's this? So I took the movie.
Wow.
And it was so funny. And there's this one part where he's drawing. I'm not even going to say it, but it's a drawing and his friend asks him what it is. And let me tell you, I laughed so hard. I could not. I had to pause the movie, and I was laughing for a good 10 minutes.
Oh my god!
Because I could not stop laughing, and my boyfriend at the time was looking at me like, "I don't get it. What's so funny?" And
okay, was it as hard as we laughed in The Best Man?
Oh yeah.
Wasn't like that.
It doesn't mean I feel like Christmas to me.
You guys, we laughed so inappropriately during The Best Man holiday. It was ridiculous. Like, I was embarrassed at how
much we
laughed.
Oh my god.
It was hilarious.
It's bringing tears to my
eyes. It's hilarious. Like, I got fucking far.
Oh my god. Yo. And what we laughed at was not even supposed to be.
It
was not funny.
It was actually an awful moment.
It was.
So, we won't ruin it for you guys.
Yeah, because we know.
But just know that we laughed at a very inappropriate part that involved children.
Yes.
Actually.
Crying like, children.
Yes. Woo! All I want to say.
Good to me.
I'm, Listen, you guys are movie directors, casters, whatever. Sometimes you just gotta take certain lines out.
Sometimes.
And then give me a little word. Yeah. Like, a word, a little sentence, like, that shit makes all the difference. And for people like us, who are just like, what the hell?
Yo, laughed our heads off.
Our heads, and like, throughout the rest of the movie, I would literally think that it was like, I had the hiccups, and I needed, or, what do you do, What's that thing that you do if you put your head between your knees
when you're nauseous?
Yes. I was doing that because I was embarrassed. Like, I went total ostrich mode.
Woo! We can't wait till you guys watch the movie. You know what? Next episode, if y'all ain't watch the movie, because we talking about the next episode. If y'all ain't watch the movie, too damn bad, don't listen, okay? Or just, we'll tell you when to tune in and tune out. But we definitely laughed very inappropriately at that.
All right. What did we do before Thanksgiving?
Before Thanksgiving, we went to a Colts concert. Woo! Never should have took the high road. Now it's such a long way back. Yo, so when we went to the Pusha T concert, Colts, this band, that's the name of the band. We didn't go, we're not a part of a cult, guys, okay? That's the name of the band, Cults. And they opened up for Pusha T. And we really, really like them.
Like, extremely.
Yeah, totally. So, I looked to see when they were going to be performing in New York off of Jambase. You guys use that website to find, you know, concerts that are going on in your area. And I found that they were doing something at, what was it, Webster Hall? Is that the name of the place we went to? Webster Hall. And the ticket was, like, only $25. So we were like, of course we're gonna go. So we went, and it was such an awesome concert.
It was, they were great.
Yeah,
they were sounded great. Just like their song.
They did.
Some people don't like that.
Yeah.
I only don't like it if the people are known for, like, you know, going off or whatever like that. Right. But I was pretty cool with it.
Me too.
They sounded great. Their band is amazing.
They are.
I couldn't ask for anything more except me. What are the lyrics? I blame it on myself. Nobody blame on myself. But Didi knew everything.
Oh, yeah, she honey. Prepared. I was prepared. However, I was not prepared for the opening bands. What was it? Mood Rings and
Sacco. Sacco, yes.
I really like Sacco. I like Mood Rings too.
Sacco was cool.
Yeah, but Sacco was
they
really
better,
cool. Yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, I guess that's why they could do it that way. Mood Rings was still, because Mood Rings, I couldn't really hear their lyrics.
I'm sure that they were just starting out.
Yeah, I think so. And they were from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And they actually sounded really cool because all I'm used to hearing coming out of Atlanta is crump music. So that was a change of pace. And to me, I mean, I think the name of their group or their band is apropos, as their music sounds like ambient noises to me. When I listen to it, like, I can't really hear lyrics, but I just feel like I'm in a trance and I'm just, you know, feeling really hippie or whatever. And it's so funny, like, a song came on and Ari said, oh, this must be the gold when the stone turns gold. And then they, like, shone gold lights on us.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was so crazy. So I get you got it. You got their music. Ari definitely got their music. She was like, oh, yep, this is the gold stone mood ring. And right after she said that, gold lights.
That was weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, oh my God. So you totally get their music. You totally get
it. I get it.
You get it.
I get it. I'm like Tina.
Yeah. Tina. Tina.
Is this where we kiss?
Yeah.
Everybody kisses and shows their
butt. Let's make this kitty purr.
We love Bob's Burgers.
You guys definitely
know this already.
Yes. So, and if you guys don't know who Tina is, go watch Bob's Burgers already. Come on.
She's hilarious.
She is. So we did that, and that was a lot of fun. You guys should check out their music. Don't let their name, scare you.
Yeah, I need to know why they call themselves that.
And yeah, that would be something good to find out. But their music is not culty at all.
No, it's so cute. It's like rock pop.
Yeah.
That's like the thing now.
Yeah. Indie rock pop.
Yes, indie pop band.
There we go.
There you go.
It's very fun, light, And they do talk about situations that you've gone through in life, but they make it fun. They have this fun little spin on it. They're cute.
You've heard one of their songs because it's featured in a commercial for Samsung.
Oh, it is?
Go Outside.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I don't watch enough commercials.
Oh, because it'd be fast forwarding through. Well, I just noticed it one time because after we saw them the first time, mm-hmm. I had the TV on or whatever, and I was like, wait a second. I was like, I know this song.
Hey.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Because I thought that they weren't like really big like that. Right. But they're in a commercial.
Check them out.
Yeah.
A national syndicated commercial.
For Samsung.
Check them out.
And I just looked them up and they formed in 2010. So they're pretty new.
Oh, they're a new band. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. So that's a big accomplishment for them to have their song on Samsung. Hello. A Samsung commercial.
Yeah.
Coolio. That's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're great. I love them. What else did we do? Oh, and then it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was cool. I went back home. It was like trials to go home. I ended up taking the Metro North and then I took the bus. The bus was late. I had to chill in the train station for a couple hours before the bus was supposed to come.
Oh, God.
But I had good dinner. My sister made it. It was just me and her. And then the next day I went to my aunt's house and had leftover dinner there, which was really good. Mm. So I can see my dad. I haven't seen him since Father's Day of last year. So that was really good.
Good.
It was good. It was good, like, family time.
That's good.
Which is, I guess it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I also marathoned tons of TV.
Really?
What'd you watch? Caught up on Michael J. Fox show, which is still hilarious. Mindy. What else? I watched a couple of New Girl episodes. I watched a little bit of Welcome to the Dollhouse. I was actually watching old TV. I watched tons of Seinfeld episodes. And a couple Frasier. Just, because my sister doesn't really have cable. She has, like, basic light cable, whatever that is. I don't know.
Basic light.
That's what I call it. So, I've mostly watched Hulu.
It's diet cable.
Yeah, it's diet cable. Yeah, like Fresca.
Fresca's so disgusting. I hate Fresca. And I love grapefruit,
it's
but I just...
It's really sweet.
Yeah, but it's so sweet. And it's sweetened with, like, NutraSweet or the...
Yeah,
whatever. It's gross. Anyway.
But that was that. How was yours?
It was pretty fun. I went, one of my Alessa, she came up from DC, and then we went to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Ooh.
And so we got up super early. We left the house at like 4:45. And I made us some pear cider.
Mm.
Yeah, I got pear cider from Trader Joe's and then added like Jack Daniels to it.
Ooh,
oh my God, it was great. So good. That pear cider there, because the thing is, I initially went to Trader Joe's and to get apple cider, but of course all the apple cider was gone. So I was like, all right, I'll take pear cider. And I got it home and I was like, damn, I wish I would have bought like 3 more bottles of this.
Wow, it's
so good.
It
is so good. It's tasty.
I want to try it.
Definitely got to try it. It's so good.
Is it still there?
I don't know. I bought it last week, Wednesday. So I'm sure they still have it.
So when you went to the parade, did you get a good spot?
Yep, we got a great spot because I researched it and they said go to like where the beginning of the parade is, which is like around like
so you get to see everything in the leave?
Yeah, you get to see everything first and then not stand there for 3 hours.
That is a good idea.
So we went to the beginning. Thank you, about.com. So we were at 69th Street
was it on Fifth Columbus? Avenue?
No, it was on, was it Columbus?
Circle?
Yeah, it was around there. I can't really remember. You just get off of, take the C and get off on 72nd and right there, just walk straight up. So cool. Whatever avenue that is. So we were out there. We got to see everything. Kristen Chenoweth was on one of the
floats. She's so cute.
Isn't she
cute in real
life? Oh, she's adorable. She's adorable. It was a SeaWorld float. Ariana Grande was on one of the floats.
Oh, she's so cute.
Yeah, and then the thing is, where we were, because they do the singing and the performances at 34th Street, so we don't get to see all of that. We just get to see really the balloons, or is that what you call them? They're called balloons, right? The balloons and the floats. That's what you basically get to see. If there's anybody performing, like they'll do it on 34th Street. So we saw a lot of bands, and I was excited about that because Macy's. Yeah, exactly. That's where they do it. So I was super excited about the marching bands because, you know, I was a marching band, and then they had, like, these jump rope crews, and they had this one, like, I don't know if it's all county, all state, all country cheerleading team, but there had to be at least 500 girls.
Wow.
We were just like, they're still walking. There's so many of them. I was like, who are y'all cheering for?
Oh my God.
You guys are the whole school.
They're cheering for the world.
They literally, like, there were so many of them. And we got, like, I got super good pictures of the balloons.
Yeah, I saw SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, he was there.
Adventure Time
was there. Finn and Jake. Spider-Man, because I think last year Spider-Man had gotten into an accident. I think last
I
year.
Mean to laugh,
and they didn't get to fix him. And so he still had his boo-boo.
Dunder's not his middle name.
Yeah, it's definitely not. He still had his boo-boo on his left side. Like, the balloon was, like, barely floating or blown up.
Oh, that's
on
sad.
That side. It was ugly, yeah. And it was, like, all tattered and rattered. It was just, yeah, I was just like, come on now, Macy's. Let's do something about this here. Yeah. So, let's see. Who else was there? And then, of course, at the end, Santa comes. I was ready for Santa to come. I was like, where is Santa?
How long did you stand out there for?
We were out there for, like, we got there at 5:30, and then we left around 11 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
OMG.
Yeah, because the parade doesn't start until 9. And then, so.
Wow.
So standing. Actually, no. Yeah. It was around 11 o'clock or close, like 10:45. Because the parade is like an hour and 45 minutes if from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
If you're all the way at the end, it could be like 3 hours and 30 minutes. Because of all the performances and, you have to wait for all of them to get down there. Because they go from 72nd Street all the way to 34th. Mm. That's a long ass.
That is a long way to go.
Yes. And then next year, or next time I do go, I definitely need to have a Macy's friend so I can go sit in the bleachers. I just want to say
that. So, did the Parasiter last?
It sure did.
The whole thing?
Yeah, because we had my LS, she bought a thermos. And so it kept it super hot. It was like this, it's like this big.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And,
mm-hmm.
And so we prepared ourselves.
Do a lot of people do that?
I don't know. We did it. I don't even think. Yeah, because no, nobody did it, actually. Because everybody was like, damn, y'all got hot drinks, too? Because first I went and I was like, I'm hungry. So we were standing out there. I was like, okay, well, she's here so she can hold my spot. And then I walked to McDonald's. And so we're sitting there just eating our biscuits. And everybody was like, so y'all got food, but y'all ain't asked nobody. I was like,
hello, we don't know you.
I don't know you. You're here with somebody. Why don't you go walk your ass?
Did you cheers
right.
in front of them?
We were just like, ooh. And like the steam was like rising out of the thermos.
It stayed hot the whole time.
It stayed piping hot. So we were warm and drunk at a parade. It was great.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun. And then later on that day, I cooked. I slaved away and cooked. I made my famous candy yams. I made mashed potatoes from scratch. I was so tight because I had forgotten to buy rosemary the day before. So I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't want just garlic mashed potatoes. That's boring. So I was like, let me see. So I used a white people spice. I used dill.
Was it good?
So good. So good. White people. That tarragon, dill, they use that stuff. Like, I've never used tarragon in a recipe before. I don't even know what it tastes like.
But you had it, though.
But I did have it. And dill, the only way I know dill is in a pickle. Like, I've never used dill outside or never tasted it. So it was really good in the mashed potatoes. And then I made veggie meatloaf, which was really
You didn't
really
see
good.
Her quote.
Yeah, my air quotes. It was veggie meatloaf. But for the most part, I can trick you. You wouldn't even know that it was veggie meatloaf.
Yeah, I've had that before. Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. What else did and then Mel's came over and she made stuffing. She brought over bread pudding. I typically don't like bread pudding with raisins. However, this bread pudding was amazing because
wow,
she put rum in it.
Mm.
Oh, what? We were just boozed up. It was great.
That sounds like a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was a really good Thanksgiving. It was one of the best Thanksgivings because, I mean, I love my LSs, and so we just had a really good time.
Aw, that's
cute. Yeah, we had a good time. And it was the three Capricorns, and so we just get each other. So when I want to be quiet and they don't have to ask me, like, what's wrong? They just know, I feel like being quiet. And they don't bother me. So we had a good time. It was a lot of fun.
Good.
And that was my Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah. Lots to be thankful for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and she came up with her dog, too. She came up with Chowder.
Oh, so awesome. Yeah. So Dakota has someone to play with.
Yeah, she doesn't really like him, though. They don't really like each other. They just, like, they will just cross paths. Like, whatever. Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah, so, it's Dakota. Dakota's really
stank. Stank.
Yeah, she real stank. Like, don't sniff me. Don't get in my bed. Don't play with my toys. Don't go to my bowl. She's an alpha female.
Girl.
Let's not start that discussion. Whoa. That's why I had to take a break from Twitter. If any of you guys do follow me and you're like, oh, where's Dee Dee? How come she hasn't tweeted? Ooh, these topics, they just get so recycled and you just read and read about the same thing all over and over and over again.
Very
so
true.
Hopefully when I do come back, y'all will be talking about something else. Nope. Please, God. Or I'm just going to have to, I'm seriously going to have to go on a, like, a mass unfollowing because I can't deal.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Even when you mass unfollow, we're getting on
topic.
It
still trickles.
Yeah, because people that you do follow, they still retweet foolishness.
Yeah.
It's not that they tweet it, it's just that they retweet
the foolishness. And you just be like, come on.
And they just like to, you know.
Oh, these views are not my own. I just retweet them.
It's like, for what? So you're just retweeting them and it's like you... It's like you're dining and dashing, or you're throwing a bomb, like, and you're running away.
Are you going to say anything after it? No. Are you going to say that you agree, you disagree, nothing? You're just going to throw it out there?
Yeah. Just like those people that be like, I'm just going to drop this on my time.
I feel like y'all, that's like a troll right there. That's definitely a troll.
It's like, what? Are you too afraid to say something? Like, you put it there. You put it there. Reason.
I don't want to see this. Thank you. Take it back.
So.
We don't want it.
Good luck. Yeah. That was all I'm going to say. Yeah. Good luck or stick to your list.
That's what I need to do. When I was on my list, I was fine. I've been following my main timeline because I was like, you know what, let me stop being spank and let me go see what's going on. I need to go back onto my list.
Yeah, go back.
Because I was happier then. Yeah. I was so much happier on Twitter then.
That's what it's about.
Anywho. You know, is it still pumpkin spice latte season? Are they still making them?
Not sure, actually.
I don't know either. But we found this really funny, video, about coffee shops.
Yes.
And it had us cracking up. Do you want to play it now?
Yeah, let's play it.
Okay.
You guys.
And this one, definitely, I would say they were mocking Starbucks because they don't do all of this at Dunkin' Donuts.
All right.
Whoops.
This better be foul.
Hey, welcome to Grounder. What can I get you?
Just a medium Americano black, please.
Sure thing. Coming right up. Might you also be interested in a scone or natural soda?
No, that's okay.
Cool. Hey, do you have a Grounder loyalty card? 10 stamps and you get a free drink under $4 before 12 p.m.
No, thanks.
Or bakery item.
No, I don't have a card.
Oh, okay. Well, sweet. Would you be interested in our email newsletter full of discounts and deals as well as fun news items about our baristas?
You know what? That's fine. I'm not actually from around here.
Two of them are suicide girls.
That doesn't change. Well, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, do you visit often? You might be interested in our premium membership. You get points on every purchase and free shipping on bags of our house blend.
I'm actually good. Has anyone started making the coffee, or is it...
Well, if you were a premium member, you would get top order priority, as well as a free Grounder t-shirt on signing.
I really just want my Americano.
It's a really fun shirt.
How is this shirt fun?
Well, it's just got, like, a cool drawing on it from a local artist.
Okay.
But a premium membership is only $20 a month. Are you a medium?
Listen,
for the shirt?
I have not even had your coffee yet. How do I know I want to pay more to get it quicker and wear a shirt that advertises you?
It's plus free shipping,
no,
so that's not the only thing.
I do not want that. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Well, almost done. Before we proceed to check out, do you have any coupons?
What do you think my answer is going to be right now?
I don't know. That's why I asked if you... Do you have any coupons?
No, I don't.
Okay. And do you want your Americano gift wrapped? And also, would you be interested in a free single from Lenny Kravitz? It's new. It's free on iTunes.
I don't want the single, and why would I want a coffee gift wrapped?
Maybe you're buying it for a friend or a loved one and who might also like Lenny Kravitz.
Can I just get my coffee, no Lenny Kravitz?
Of course, sir. Do you want that now or in 3 to 5 business days?
Now. Obviously now.
Are you talking about the coffee or the Lenny Kravitz?
Just the coffee. Forget about the Lenny Kravitz, please.
Alrighty, that'll be $40, please.
$40?
Mm-hmm. $250 for the coffee, $5 for the packaging, $20 to be enrolled in Grounder Premium to get instant access to your coffee purchases, and $650 in tax.
No, I don't want the premium service, cut that.
Alright, not a problem. That'll be $750 plus $93.75 in handling and administration fees, and also 99 cents for the Lenny Kravitz.
Listen, no thanks. Just cancel the whole thing. I don't want any of it.
Alright, well, it's already in the system. Here's what we can do. Once you receive your order, just return it in its original package, and the charge should be refunded in the next 2 to 3 business weeks, depending on your bank. There will also be a slight restocking fee of $75. And is that debit or credit?
Neither. Goodbye.
But you can actually keep the Lenny Kravitz, though.
I don't want the Lenny Kravitz. Goodbye.
Wait. Do you want to download our Grounder app for iPhone, Android, Zune, or Rio device?
No.
No tip?
By the way,
So, have you ever had that happen to you at Starbucks?
I've had it happen to me at plenty of places. I feel like Starbucks around here, they kind of, like, whiz and, like, try and take your order very quickly.
Right.
But I feel like back home, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't think that when I was home that they really had the rewards, but I've definitely seen that their music.
Yes.
That they have.
Michael Bublé.
Had on display.
Michael Bublé.
And just anywhere, they always try to push you those rewards cards.
Yeah.
Especially if it's, they're not going to know this, but if it's a place where you don't frequently.
Right.
You're not going to need the reward.
Exactly.
And it's like, okay, it sounds great, but I'm sorry. I don't
shop here enough.
And it's like they were really trying to cram it on your throat. When she said you get instant access to your coffee. Instant access? Just that phrase, instant access. Like, people really, they really have, like, marketers come up with these phrases. Like, oh, yeah. No. We don't want to say, you know, you get, it's first. Instant access.
Instant access. Yeah, because that's, now we're living in the times where people want instant gratification and they want it now. So give it to me. So when you hear that, she's like, oh, yeah, sign me up. I can get my coffee right away, instantly. Ma'am, they still got to make it. So, I mean, you're not going to get it that instantly. But, you know, it's a way to lure in customers. I know that I've had an experience similar to this at Starbucks. Definitely not really here. Or if it's ever been here, it was like later in the day. If it's in the morning and you go into Starbucks for something, they're just like, oh, what do you want? Okay, get out.
Yeah.
If you go later, that's when they start pushing all this stuff on you. Like, oh, would you like to have... And the reason why I say Michael Bublé is because that's what I was... that's what they were giving to me. I was like, I don't even know who the hell Michael Bublé is. I didn't. Now I do. He has a great holiday album.
I'm sure.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. It's up there with Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. It's that good. Anywho. So you go to Starbucks and you're like, do you want a card? Do you want to get this? Do you want this free bracelet? You can get this and you can... It's just... I just came here for a coffee.
Right? That's it.
That's all I wanted.
All I wanted.
Please give me the coffee and let me go. Like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to get a free mug so I can get free 99 or, you know, 99 cent refills. I don't want it. Just...
Yeah.
Get me out of here.
Free 99 cent refills.
What? Like...
Come on.
That doesn't even make sense. Get me out of here. You know who else? Well, with, like, stores, and I feel bad for the sales associates because it's, like, they're told that they need to do this so they can keep their jobs, but, like, at Victoria's Secret, oh my God.
Yes.
They are the worst. Yes. They, like, jump on you, like, hi, my name is Angie, and I'm here. Would you like an angel card? But little, you can get this, you can get that.
It's
like,
with their little basket, yeah, with their, and their walkie-talkie.
Their little walkie-talkie little microphone, yes, thing. Get the fuck out of my face. I just came here for the 5 for $25. Listen,
bras are never that serious.
Never. They're never that serious. Please leave me alone. Go away. I don't want to talk to you. I just came here for the 5 for $25. Thank
and
you.
And they have it in their fitting rooms, too.
Yes.
On the wall.
It's on the wall. And then as soon as when you come out, are you out. Sure that when you go to check out, are you sure that you don't want to get a Victoria's Secret angel? Yes. Yes. Don't ask me again.
Please don't.
Or, you know what? Next time I go into Victoria's Secret, I'm just going to tell the girl, please radio whoever is at the front that when I go to pay for these panties, I don't want to get an angel card. I don't want to hear about it again. Okay?
Old Navy does it too with their card.
With their card.
Yeah. Tons of places do it.
It's crazy. Even the grocery stores do it. Like, do you want to get our rewards card? However, I am happy that I have my CVS rewards card. That's one of the best ones.
Yeah, we talked about that, yeah, right?
That's one of my favorite ones. CVS is great. But, and then it just gets so hard to keep up with. And then you're like, you know, you get these points and you do this and you have to, you know, get to the tier and then you get your 10% off.
I know. With Sephora, I've had a Sephora card for years. And whenever you get to 500 points, you get like a little free, it's a free freaking sample. So it's not even like something major. It's a free sample. It's like, what? I done spent $500 here and all and I get is a sample?
A free raggedy sample?
Like, are you serious? So every time, like, I'm over 500 points by now. And whenever I go in there, they try and say like, oh, we're at, you know, such and such a point. Would you like to redeem them? And I'm like, no. And they'll all say, like, oh, you're waiting for the big holiday one? It's like, yeah, I am, yeah, but I'm not.
I'm really not.
Because everything here stinks. Like, these gifts.
These gifts that y'all give us, these raggedy, itty-bitty gifts.
Let me talk about my addiction to chopped salads. Because okay. They're freaking $10 a pop. And I was really like, all right, I need to get that free one. I need to get that free one. But it's just a free freaking salad after you spent $90 on salad and you get one free one. And my mom, I'm like, yo, Ariel, are you serious? You really did this. You really did this.
I mean, if you eat there often enough, like I love getting things for free because some places you go to, you spend your money, you got what you got, and that's it. So I like the places that give you rewards for spending money there. And if you do have a reward card, I'm definitely going to get it. If it's a place that I frequent often. If it's like some place where, like, I was in North Carolina and it's a Kroger, I'm not going to get it because I don't fucking live there and I don't have Krogers near me. But if it's a place that I go to a lot, I'm definitely going to get the rewards card because they're giving you something for, I mean, you spent your money, but they don't have to give you anything else because you got the product that you spent your money on.
Right.
So if they're going to give you anything free, like, look, if they're going to give me $3.50 towards a gallon of milk, that's great. Even though I had to spend $500, I got whatever the hell I wanted with my $500. So I'm not mad about that.
But there's so many that they offer you to you
everywhere.
So you have like these big ass credit card size cards in addition to the keychain ones.
Right, right.
And it's like you're fumbling around in your wallet when it comes time to pay and it's like, oh wait, that's not you. That's not you.
Yep.
Oh wait. What color is your card again? Okay, I have to decipher which ones. I already have 7 purple cards.
Right.
Which one? Pick a card. Which one is you? So not only do you have to get the card in order to get the rewards, in order to get the points, you have to register them online, then get those emails.
And make sure you get your phone number attached to it, too.
Your phone number.
Just in case you forget your card.
Don't forget your address because they might send you some coupons in the mail.
You right.
So it's like they're so, it's overload.
It is an overload.
It's overload completely. Just to get a free whatever.
It is completely. It's just like, this is, at that point, it's like, you need my email, you need this, you need all that. You know what? I don't want to do this anymore. Forget it.
Remember back in the day when you would go to a store or whatever, and they'd be like, oh, can I have your phone number? And you'd be like, no.
No.
And it's like, now it's gone beyond phone numbers. You know what? It's just,
every time you go into Bath and Body Works, then what's your email?
Don't forget. If they ask for your phone number, your cell phone number, now they're sending freaking text messages to your phone.
Right.
Standard messaging apply.
Standard messaging rates apply. Look, stop. STOP. Okay? I don't want it anymore.
It's too much.
You know, I don't know who started it, but in Florida, the first place that we knew to have it was Winn-Dixie, which is a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
They were the first ones who started with the rewards card thing. None of the other grocery stores, CVS didn't have it. Matter of fact, we didn't really have CVS yet. It was still Eckerd's. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. So Winn-Dixie had these, like, and I was working at the time when they implemented it. And you would go in there and it was like, wait, these deals are crazy. And at first, they just had these crazy deals. It was like, buy one, get one free chicken, buy one, get one free crab legs, buy one, get one free batteries. Only with your rewards card. If you don't sign up for it, you don't get the deal. So everybody was like, oh my God, give me these rewards cards. I need it. And then you would see like these big yellow tags of everything that was on sale. I was like, God, the whole store is on sale. I need this rewards card. And I think that's what, they were the ones who started it. And then Publix still doesn't have a rewards card, but they were, I mean.
But like, the deals are good.
They had to have deals because they weren't having deals like Winn-Dixie was. Okay. And then Winn-Dixie was doing this thing where they would circle, with your rewards card, you save $96. And, you know, they circled it for it. It's like, well, I'm not shopping at Publix anymore because I don't save $96.
Wow. Right.
So then Publix came out like, we don't need a rewards card. We just have savings.
Okay.
So they would just do that. You don't need to sign up for a card. We'll give you buy one, get one free batteries. And then they also started doing this thing at Publix where if you bought the brand name item and Publix had a comparable item, you could get that for free.
The comparable item.
The comparable. Mm-hmm. Wow. You could get the Publix brand item for free just for you to taste it or use it and see if you liked theirs better. Yeah, they would do it for like, you know, a week at a time. It's like, okay, if you buy Honey Bunches of Oats, you can get the Publix brand Honey Bunches of Oats. And honestly, the Publix one is 100 times better because it has like these huge honey clusters. So good. I was like, I'm never buying the Honey Bunches of Oats one ever again. And I was like, you guys know what you're doing. They're delicious. So yeah. So down south or in Miami, the people who started it with their rewards card was Winn-Dixie.
We had like a similar one in Connecticut at this place called Big Y. And what they would do, they had their Big Y cards. But they would also, depending on how much you spent, mm-hmm. you would get coins at the end of your transaction. So you would either get like a blue coin, a red coin, or a silver coin.
Oh, what did the coins do?
The coins, it was like kind of like the same thing. Like you got a free chicken or a free rotisserie chicken or whatever. But like around the holidays, yeah. If you had like, I want to say like the red one was, or a blue one was the best. You can get like free turkeys around Thanksgiving.
Same thing with Winn-Dixie.
Yeah, in addition to the things that you have. Yeah. So, or you can get a free sheet cake or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like they're probably, like, the Publix because their cakes were really, really, really good. And, like, when it came to birthday, like, we had an aunt. One of my aunts, she made birthday cakes and stuff like that. But if you just wanted some, like, you know what? We just want a good sheet cake. Like, right now, they used to make this Hungarian cheesecake with crummies on the outside. Mm. And I don't like cheesecake like that. But their cheesecake was, like, the best I've ever tasted.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, so it was kind of like the same. It was kind of like the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then my mom would always go down there because it was, like, right down the street.
Right.
And they called it the neighborhood grocery store. And they really were, like, the neighborhood
grocery
store. Wow,
that's funny. That's what, Publix is. It's called the neighborhood shopping store or shopping place or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. It's a pleasure to shop there. Shopping here is a pleasure. That's their slogan. And it is. I miss Publix.
Well, even now with all these rewards, like whether it's for food, clothing, these deals that you get, if you get one deal and they sign you up for it, you get these freaking emails all the time. I noticed that one time I found this clothing store online. I was like, oh, let me check it out. You had to sign in with your Facebook. Like, you couldn't log out. You couldn't even make your own username. Even to just look at the clothes, you had to sign in with Facebook.
I hate when they make you do
Once
that.
Once I signed in with Facebook, yo, I got emails like 3 times a day.
Oh my God.
From this place. 3 times a day. And it was like, I didn't buy anything from you guys. Like, never once. I have not bought anything from plunder.com.
And they sell clothing?
Yeah. Cute clothes, I'm but sure. It's like, get off my back. Like, that's honestly, like, when it comes down to it sometimes, it makes it seem like these rewards aren't worth the hassle.
Right.
Because it's harassment. Like, right. I feel, like, entitled. Like, this is like, my white privilege talking. Like, this is harassment. We're not doing this anymore. I'm standing at the beginning of the line. This is harassment. Let me speak to your manager.
Immediately.
Now.
No, right now.
Right now. This is criminal. I'm sick of it.
Sick of it!
Oh my
god.
That's what it is.
No, when they send you mad emails, that's just crazy. It's annoying. It's like, come on. 3 emails a day?
Three emails a day. And it's like, sometimes I'll have to like literally go through my inboxes so I can get rid of this stuff. And it's like, I do this like every other weekend where it's like, yo, I take a half an hour just to unsubscribe.
It's
and
daunting.
Sometimes it's like, I didn't know I was subscribed to you guys. Like,
how did this happen?
It'll be like, do you really want to get rid of us? Because
yes.
we'll be sad if you do. You ever look at the bottom?
I hate when they do that. Please don't.
Yeah, they'll say like, you know, we'll be sad if you have to go. But, you know, if you have to do what you got to do, click here.
It's here.
It's like, don't try and guilt trip me for staying with y'all.
Oh, look, let me tell you something.
From some stinky ass emails. I'm like, really clicking just to get rid of y'all. Like, I'm about to have a fucking restraining order at this point. criminal. I feel so violated.
Oh my god.
Violated. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, they drive me nuts.
Get off my back. Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
How dare you?
How dare you?
This is ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. That was good to me, and that's what she said.
So we found this this article on consumerist.com. And they say that when you sign up for these reward cards, just like at supermarkets, they say that this is the supermarket's ability to track regular shoppers' habits. They can also lock people into becoming perpetual customers through the use of rewards points. So it's in a grocery store's own interest to get these cards in as many customers' hands as possible.
I guess.
It's like Big Brother.
Yeah.
Some of these people gobble it up, though.
They do.
You know, like, you know, you really can't wait to get to those next rewards, especially if they have them at the bottom.
At the bottom, and it's like, ooh, I'm this close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, there's this grocery store, I think they have it out here, too, Stop and Shop, but in Connecticut, they have a couple Stop and Shops with gas stations.
Oh.
And, yeah, depending on how much you spend, you have to get to a certain amount before you can get, like, 10 cents off your gallon. If you keep accumulating your points.
That's cool.
I think the most that you can get it was like 50 cents off the gallon.
Wow,
so like
that's
when the
so
gas
cool.
was really high, I'd be like, oh shoot, I got gas for $2.50.
Yes.
It would be cool. And like if you got like under $2, depending on, you know, what the gas prices are
right.
were then. It was really awesome. Like that was like the best reward. Because it's
good.
Like you need gas to drive and you need food. There
That's
you go.
Smart. That is very smart.
Mm-hmm. And if you use the card at any Stop and Shop in the state, even if they didn't have a gas pump, you would still get those points.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Cool. I didn't even know that they had that.
Yeah.
I like Stop and Shop. I like them.
Yeah, they're cool.
I don't know. Are there any in the borough?
Yeah, they have one in Brooklyn.
They do?
Yeah, in Flatbush, I think.
Oh, I've never been to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like Stop and Shop.
Yeah, past it. I remember one time I actually went there. I drove past it. Oh my gosh, I called my mom. I was like, Mom, this is like right when I moved here. I was like, you would not believe what I just saw. And she was like, what? I was like, a Stop in a freaking Shop. And she was just like, okay. I was like, you don't understand. Like, there's no grocery stores here. Like, it's an actual grocery store with an actual parking lot. Oh my God. And she was like, I'm so happy for you. I was like, I can get Smart Start cereal. Like, it was...
It's a big deal.
My wife was showing.
I'm telling you, like, when you move up here, it's like, I didn't think about how there aren't grocery stores with parking lots. Like, how do you guys, y'all be thugging it, and I'm not with it.
Thugging.
Yeah.
With these carts.
Right.
These rolly carts.
I'm not with it, and I actually bought one. I was like, you know what?
You did?
Yeah, I have one. I have a cart.
At first, I thought they were only for old people.
I thought so, too. I thought they were for bag ladies and old people. But everybody got these push carts. But I needed one when I was at Trader Joe's, the one that's in Brooklyn. And I had, you can't take your cart out. And I had such heavy groceries. And I was like, first of all, I'm not driving around for you guys to bring my groceries. No, thank you. Because driving around that corner in Atlantic or off of Atlantic and then onto Court Street. And
yeah,
then around,
so
like,
crowded.
It's nuts. I'm not doing that. So I just brought I buckled down and I was like, okay, I'm just going to have to get a cart and thug it. Because y'all really be thugging out here and more power to you. But I like grocery stores with parking lots. So just because of that, I'll drive out to the one that's the Trader Joe's that's in Queens. It's a 15-minute drive, but I'm doing it.
It's worth it.
It's worth it. It's so worth it. And like, I don't even, the Target off of Atlantic is what, 5 minutes away from me? I won't go to that
Girl,
Target.
That Target is so damn ghetto.
I hate that
it's
Target.
It's like, it's gray in there.
It's
like,
just it's raggedy.
It's like, it's like Ames.
Zares.
Yeah.
It's so stale
like,
in there.
Y'all need to get a ticket. I have never seen empty shelves at a Target before. Like, what y'all doing?
It's tucking that damn red shirt. Tuck it in. And get a new one. Shit is all ashy. Your ashy red shirt and your ashy khaki pants.
It is damn near orange.
I hate
Yo, red orange.
I
crayon color.
I loathe that Target.
That's awful.
I loathe it. So I will go to the Target off of in Gateway, the one in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that one's good.
And the Trader Joe's is not too far from that because that that Target that's in Brooklyn is basically in Brooklyn, Queens, because you drive 2 minutes off of...
Yeah, it's not on the highway,
right,
too.
Right. You drive right off of that highway, and you're in Queens. So, and the Target, I mean, the Trader Joe's is not too far from there. It's like a 10-minute drive from
the
there.
The struggles that we do just
yeah,
to live.
Just to live in New York. Y'all. Y'all just don't get it. Oh, my gosh. Anywho. Yes. But we wanted to move on to another topic. Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard about Bitcoins? Have you heard about it, Ari?
Bitcoins? Yes, I have.
Bitcoins, in case you guys don't know about it, it's a new, not new. It's been around since 2009. It's a virtual money that people are using, especially in overseas. You use it to buy goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, they don't have any central governing agency, and that's their major thing. Like, they don't, it's not like a US dollar or, a British pound or anything like that. It's just Bitcoins. And so it can be used internationally, and people from the US can buy Bitcoins, people from, you know, Latvia can buy Bitcoins. It's growing, a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't find
it. Like, getting steam?
Yeah.
Popularity.
There we go. It's getting a lot of popularity now, because the thing is, like, in some countries that where people want to buy things off of, like, PayPal, they can't use PayPal because it's not available in their country. So now online retailers are using Bitcoins, mm-hmm, and accepting Bitcoins. Now, Bitcoins, when they first came out, they were valued at less than a dollar. You could get one Bitcoin for less than a dollar. About now, like as of 2 weeks ago, one Bitcoin is $750. One Bitcoin. So if you would have bought, let's just say you bought 50 Bitcoins back in 2009, you're pretty rich right now if you have 50 Bitcoins.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and Bitcoins, like, the thing is, say if I'm buying, you know, something that costs $50, and I want to use one of my Bitcoins, or a Bitcoin at this point, because it's worth $750, Bitcoins can be divided into one one-hundredth thousandth.
That's good.
Of a Bitcoin. So, if let's just say I have, you know, something costs 75 cents, it can be divided into 1/100th of my 750 or whatever of my Bitcoin. Now, the only thing is, Bitcoins, the rates are very volatile. Right now, it can cost, it's valued at $750. However, tomorrow, it could go down to $650. It could go down to $79. It could go down, you know, or it could go up. It could go up to $1,000. They actually don't have a reason why it just goes, why it fluctuates so much. It's really dependent on the stock market and the want and need. It's basically supply and demand. So the more people are using it, the higher it goes. The less people that are using it, the less it costs or it's valued at. And so that's why they think that Bitcoins is not going to be able to be the kind of currency that they want it to be. They want it to be this uncentralized currency. But the thing is, like, there's no rules with this money. And you're going to definitely need rules, especially, mm-hmm, when it comes to this. Because, like, let's just say I bought something with Bitcoin and the item never came. I can't get a refund. It's not like a credit card where I can say it's fraudulent. I can't dispute it. That person has the money, and that's it. I can't get my money back. So that's one big problem with Bitcoin.
It's huge.
But yeah, very huge. And then also, let's just say I owed you $75. So that's 1/10 of the $750 that they cost now. So I would give you 0.10 Bitcoins for $75. However, tomorrow, that 0.10 Bitcoin that I gave you could be worth at $69 tomorrow.
Mm.
Or it could be worth $85 the next day.
You just never know.
You just really never know. And it's so hard to follow this because it fluctuates so much. And that's why they're saying that it's not going to be a very successful kind of money.
I kind of like the idea of Bitcoin.
I do.
But because of what you said, yeah, it definitely makes it kind of scary,
right,
to use them.
Yeah.
I've heard of Bitcoins earlier this year when someone sent me an article on Bitcoins, and I guess there's like a website where you can buy drugs and only accept Bitcoins. Yeah. And I was like, I've never even heard of Bitcoin. Like, what's a Bitcoin? And I never looked it up. I was just like, I don't know what this is. It sounds like something that Mario hits his head on.
Right, right.
I'm not sure.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like play money. It does. And the FBI is like trying to crack down on these places. But the thing is like FBI can't crack down on people who are not in the States. Mm. And Bitcoin, I'm not using U.S. money to buy my drugs. I'm using Bitcoin.
That's right.
And so that's where they were, you know, they were that loophole.
Da-na-na-na-na.
Exactly. What were those blue things? Were they eagles? What were those things?
With the shells?
No, the ones they used to like go by. They weren't Goombas.
I don't know.
But they look like eagles. I'm going to Google it and find out what it is. But yeah, so.
Like eagles. That's too simple.
I know. They look like some kind of bird, like a falcon or something. I don't know what they were. Anywho, so yeah. And people were using Bitcoins to buy drugs and illegal drug paraphernalia. And now the FBI was finding out about it, like what's going on here. Because the thing is, Bitcoin started off as it still is, a nonprofit organization. To help people be able to buy things, you know, internationally. And now it's become this big thing. And
once the secret's out.
Yeah. And I think it's getting too big for the organization to deal with. Because, yes, we know that you guys want to be an uncentralized governing or whatever form of funds. But you're definitely going to need somebody to watch over this. You need somebody to oversee it. Because it's just, people are going to run amok.
And here we go with the Federal Reserve, probably want to poke their nose and everything.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
Don't let them do that.
Right. And there is there's a bar in the Netherlands that only accepts Bitcoin. And I'm sure it's very hard for them to keep up with the whole how much Bitcoins cost. Because how do you set prices for your beers and your lager or whatever when Bitcoin is changing every 5 seconds, you know? So today, you know, the lager could cost, you know, point, you know, 70 bitcoins or whatever, or 0.007 bitcoins, but then tomorrow it's not going to be the same amount. So how do you keep up with that? However, I think it's good because it has its you know, plus and minuses, because that's great. Like, if you're visiting Germany, I don't have to get whatever money that, or the Netherlands, I don't have to get Netherlands money. I can buy my Bitcoins and just pay for whatever it is, and I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about converting anything. I don't have to go to the foreign exchange, which is great. I think that's awesome. However, with that same notion, your prices are going to be fluctuating every day. That has to be crazy for you to figure out, okay, today it costs this, tomorrow it costs that, today it's the same price. Like, that's nuts. So, and then I also like that they are helping people in, you know, third world countries or whatever, in, you know, remote countries that don't have access to PayPal, and they can buy things online, and they can join civilization, I guess.
This should be PayPal's opportunity to step their game up and get it across all the countries.
Right.
So they can reach out. I mean, I'm not saying I want Bitcoin to go out of business or whatever.
Right.
But that's their opportunity to come in and scoop them up.
Exactly.
Because PayPal is verified everywhere.
Right, right.
Well, everywhere that's it.
Exactly, exactly. So that's Bitcoins, you guys. What do you guys think about Bitcoins? Do any of you guys have any Bitcoins? This one lady when I was listening to NPR, the lady said that she bought her Bitcoins back in 2009 or whatever, or back in 2010. And at that point when she bought her Bitcoin, it was like $250 or something like that. And now they're worth $750.
Hey.
So she's made a profit. Like, she could sell her Bitcoins and she's got some good pocket money in her, you know? And I guess now would be the time to sell them. Like, would she get in trouble for, like, you know, trading or whatever? Like,
I just looked, saw on something on a website called Motherboard, and their headline says, "It's still a pain to buy and sell Bitcoins."
Mm.
It says, "What is a Bitcoin worth? It's not meant to be a philosophical question. That's the kind bandied around intrigued economists, crypto advocates, and grumpy skeptics as Bitcoin continues to grow. But even the simplest question about Bitcoin's value, how many dollars can you exchange a Bitcoin for, doesn't have a straightforward answer." And it says, over in Slovenia, where the Bitstamp exchange is located, the equivalent digital coin ran $1,062. In Tokyo, it ran $1,168.
Dang!
In China, the largest exchange in the world by volume, the last Bitcoin traded at whatever their money is. Looks like the yen, but I thought that was only in...
I thought that was Japanese.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever Chinese dollar is, yeah.
It values at $1,089.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Look at that. This Bitcoin thing is crazy.
It is. It says, in any developed financial system, the price of any currency, asset, or commodity is virtually the same no matter where you are. This is mainly due to arbitrage.
That is it?
The practice of profiting from price discrepancies between exchanges. For example, if gold is $1,000 in New York, but $1,200 in Chicago, you could simultaneously buy and sell gold to make an instant riskless $200 profit. Mm-hmm. Because this indeed happens, regional currency fluctuations tend to smooth out. So why aren't traders doing this with Bitcoin? Well, they are to a degree, but while Bitcoins themselves can be sent anywhere in minutes with little to no fees, moving real money internationally remains costly and cumbersome. Mm.
Mm. See, these are the upsides to Bitcoin. Wow. Like, that's why people want to use it.
And apparently, I mean, if we're in the U.S., good luck on buying Bitcoins. Thanks in part to the Fed's crackdown, yeah. All of the world's largest exchanges by volume are located outside of the U.S. Previously popular destinations like Trade Hill have shut down due to banking and regulatory issues. Despite registering with FinCEN in August, the exchange has no estimate on when it might reopen doors, according to statements posted on its site. Options like Coinbase, a service which allows users to buy and sell Bitcoin, do exist and are relatively easy to use. But since they aren't technically an exchange, it's unclear how much liquidity exists.
Wow. And
then they have different levels. I guess there's levels to this shit.
There's levels to this shit.
For Bitcoin.
Wow.
So confusing.
It really is. And would you buy a Bitcoin?
I wish I would have bought one before.
Yes, I wish I would have bought one in 2009.
I probably would have.
Yeah.
I feel like myself, like if I were purchasing things or I saw Bitcoin, it was like, oh, Bitcoin. Maybe if I saw one place, it would have been like, nah, I don't know what Bitcoin is. But right. If I saw more places where I was going to buy things, it's kind of like when I bought PayPal or when I got a PayPal account. Right. I didn't really understand maybe what PayPal was.
Right.
But I saw that it was being certified a lot of places.
Right.
So I'm sure if it was like that with Bitcoin back in 2009,
right,
back in 2010, I'm sure I would have bought one or two.
I had never heard of them.
Or a lot.
I would have gotten more than that.
Yeah.
I probably would have gotten like 50 because they were less than a dollar back in 2009. I wish I would have known about them back in 2009.
Yeah, never heard of them.
Me either. It wasn't until earlier this year when I was listening to a story on NPR and they were talking about how they were cracking down on online drug retailers selling, you know, cocaine, LSD, and weed, but people were paying with Bitcoins. And I was like, what is a Bitcoin?
You know, it's so funny because, like, everything is always so underground because clearly this was underground
when
it first started.
Right.
So I wonder who the first person to have, like, an online drug exchange or whatever was the first to get on. You know, was
right,
to get on it.
Right, right, right.
Because they're probably caking right now.
Right. If providing the fact that the FBI didn't crack down on them or whatever.
Right, depending on if they're in the U.S.
Right.
How do you get your drugs, though?
How do you get them? Are they shipped to you? Like, how do you get these drugs?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was a fascinating story, and I was just like, I've never even heard of Bitcoin. And then a couple weeks later, there was a more in-depth chat about Bitcoins and what they are and how they are. But I just think personally that it's such a volatile currency that it's not gonna really be able to go anywhere because of the whole fluctuations of the rates. Because I mean, it seems that it's just continuing to go up because, like, in 2011 they were $250. You know, a Bitcoin, that's how much it was valued at. Now in 2013, almost 2014, that's $750. So it seems like they're just going up. However, I have a feeling that it's going to crash at one point and it's just going to go down back to like 50 cents.
Probably.
you know.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Everyone has their, it's like a stock market crash.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, peaks and valleys. So hopefully, well, we'll see what happens. Yeah. I won't be getting any Bitcoins anytime soon.
No.
Not for $750.
Nah. No, not sir. No, for $1,000.
Well, I won't
be. This came out today.
Oh, wow. They're, what?
Mm-hmm. This article is from today. As of 7 hours ago.
Oh, well, it was 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, they were $750.
So it's at least up, damn near $1,100.
Good grief.
Good grief, George Brown.
That was, oh my God.
I don't know what that means. I should Google, who is George Brown?
Is that Charlie Brown's dad?
That's a good question. I wonder if they have it. But yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, there you have it, guys. Let us know if any of you guys are buying any Bitcoins. And if you, or if you have any, if were any of you guys privy to this Bitcoin?
Don't worry. World? Well, if you like leave us a message or something like that, or a voice note, we'll, scramble out your voice.
Yeah. So we'll do that.
So the feds don't catch you.
Right.
Scratch out your IP address.
Oh man. Well, I think it is cocktail time.
Yeah.
It's time for a drink. So this drink is in dedication to Bitcoins, and we called it Virtual Loot. So what you need, you're going to need 4 cups of whole milk, 1 cinnamon stick, a can, in parentheses, 14 ounces of sweetened condensed milk, 1/2 cup of rice or almond flour. And you can get that at Trader Joe's. 2 teaspoons of pure vanilla extract, 1/2 cup of dark or light rum, optional, and ice cubes.
So we want you to use that option.
Yeah. Okay. And then you're going to need some ground cinnamon for garnish and some cinnamon sticks. So what you're going to do is bring home the milk, the cinnamon sticks, to a simmer in a medium saucepan over medium heat. Remove from heat and then transfer to a bowl. Whisk in the condensed milk, the flour, and the vanilla. Refrigerate for at least 30 minutes. Then you're going to strain the mixture through a sieve or a sifter.
A strainer.
And stir in the rum. Divide among 4 ice-filled glasses and then garnish with ground cinnamon and cinnamon sticks.
And sounds amazing.
Yes, this is a yummy, nice fall winter drink. And I think it's delicious. Yeah. I'm all for it. I'm all for the virtual loot.
Give me the loot.
I'm a bad boy. So I think that is the end of our show.
That is the end. Thank you for having us back.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for joining us. Okay. Yes.
Don't you love when people do that? Like, celebrities, like, why are you bowing?
So who are you right now?
Yes, but we're bowing right now with our hands clasped.
Right.
Like, who right at are our we? Chest. Who are we?
Thank you.
you gotta shake it.
You gotta shake it.
With your head still bowed. Thank you
for joining us. So, Ari, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ariel Cherie. And where can we find you, Didi San?
You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram, Lucky Stars, LuckyStarz.
Where can you find us?
You can find us on Twitter as well, Catnaps, the letter N, Cognac. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/catnapsandcognac. We are on Podbean. We're on Podbean, catnapsandcognac.podbean.com. We're also on the Spreaker Network. Check us out there. Whoop, whoop, whoop. On iTunes, of course. Uh-huh. We're there. I'm sure if you have follow any RSS feeds, we're there too. You can find us on there.
Yes.
Definitely.
Precisely.
And you can also send us an email at catnaps.andcognac@gmail.com and let us know if you have any Bitcoins, because we want some.
Yes, and we promise we won't unsubscribe from your email.
Yes. So is that it?
I think that's it.
That is all. So we will see you next week.
See you next week. Chip, chip, cheerio.
Bye.